time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
After a day in Poland during which the president criticized his predecessor, the U.S. intelligence community, and our media on foreign soil, Trump departed for Hamburg, Germany, the site of the G20 summit, where climate change, trade, and other issues will be discussed. World leaders arriving were met with massive protests and police in riot gear. Clashes began when police charged at masked protesters at a Welcome to Hell march attended by some 12,000 people. Before the march, police had warned of possible violence and said they had confiscated a number of homemade weapons. Some 20,000 police have been deployed in Hamburg for the summit, and security cordons have been erected to prevent protesters from reaching the venues. Up to 100,000 protesters are expected in Hamburg during Friday and Saturday. Friday is also the day for the scheduled first meeting of the U.S. and Russian presidents, but we have little to no way of knowing what will have been discussed, as there are reportedly only six people in the room. Rachel Maddow explains.
The only other people in the room besides Trump and Putin and two translators at that meeting will be Rex Tillerson, who was personally awarded the Order of Friendship by Vladimir Putin for his friendship to the nation of Russia. The only other person besides him will be Sergei Lavrov, last seen receiving code word top secret intelligence from Trump in the Oval Office and tricking Trump into allowing into the Oval Office a Russian photographer and his bag full of electronic equipment. So it'll be just the four of them, making sure America's interests are protected in the face of Russia's unprecedented recent attacks on our country. Sure, that should go fine.
Meanwhile, CNN is reporting that Russian efforts on U.S. intelligence gathering have stepped up in recent months.
Since the election, U.S. and law enforcement agencies have detected an uptick in suspected Russian intelligence officers entering the U.S. under the guise of other business. Now, officials we've spoken with say that the Russians have been replenishing their ranks ever since the U.S. expelled 35 Russian diplomats suspected of spying last December, as you'll recall. And in some cases, Russian spies have tried to gain employment at places with sensitive information as part of their intelligence gathering efforts, these sources say. One former senior intelligence official familiar with the concerns described it as a, quote, aggressive collection posture, and the official added that the effort was undeterred by the election meddling success. The FBI, which of course is responsible for counterintelligence efforts in the U.S., would not comment for this story, and requests for comment from the Russian embassy and the U.S. were not responded to.
Back at home, lawmakers are wrapping up their 4th of July holiday week off, getting ready to head back to D.C. on Monday and Tuesday, many having gotten an earful from their constituents at home about their efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And a good sign for everyone who will ever need health care, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell signaled that it's not looking likely he'll get the 50 votes he needs to inflict such hardship and pain on the American people.
If my side is unable to agree on an adequate replacement, then some kind of action on with regard to the private health insurance market must occur. Where we end up if Republicans are not able to agree among themselves is the crisis will still be there. And we'll have to see what the way forward is at that point.
Even Pennsylvania's Republican Senator Pat Toomey admitted they weren't prepared because they didn't think they'd be in the position to try to overturn the Affordable Care Act.
Seeing how difficult it is to get a Republican consensus, until the election last fall, which surprised me, I didn't expect Donald Trump to win. I think most of my colleagues didn't. So we didn't expect to be in this situation. And given how difficult it is to get to a consensus, it was hard to force that until there was a need to. And so that's what we've been working on. I will also say that there's been a new wrinkle in this, right? The early version, the early idea of how we would handle this difficult challenge was to pass a repeal bill that would be pretty much a clean repeal, stabilize the individual market, and set the repeal effective several years hence, and have the opportunity in the meantime to work out the reforms. That's all been collapsed now into a shorter time frame.
On Thursday afternoon, Walter Schaub, the Office of Government Ethics chief who clashed with Trump over not divesting from his business, announced he'd be resigning. Walter Schaub with CBS News.
Do you think the president and his family are using the office to enrich themselves?
I can't know what their intention is. I know that the effect is that there's an appearance that the businesses are profiting from his occupying the presidency. And appearance matters as much as reality.
But at this point, it sounds like you're saying you can't be sure.
You can't be sure. And so it almost doesn't matter whether they are profiting or not. America should have the right to know what the motivations of its leaders are, and they need to know that financial interests, personal financial interests, aren't among them.
Schaub taking a new position as a senior director for ethics at the Campaign Legal Center in Washington, a nonpartisan group that advocates campaign finance reform and litigates voting rights cases. The U.S. economy added 222,000 jobs in June, according to the Labor Department. The unemployment rate rose slightly to 4.4%, hovering just above its lowest level since 2001. I got good news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler, inviting you to check out my full show Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern at NicoleSandler.com and on the Progressive Voices Network. We're 100% listener-funded, so please contribute what you can at NicoleSandler.com/donate.